You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
I got emails from people today. Curious right now. They're like, so, you're going to bring up Minnesota? I don't want to bring up Minnesota. I don't want to play this game right now. But, they had that another shooting of somebody. And this one, here's my thoughts on Minnesota. Get out of there right now.
Because yeah,
we're about to have some riots in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
This one is the most justified of all of them. Like, I don't know how you defend this. The cop shot the guy and said, the stupid thing she said was, I thought I was using my taser.
Because she shouts taser.
Right. You can, as a human being, know the difference between grabbing your taser and your gun. Plus, as a cop, they usually keep those things opposite side. So you're pretty much, they're not on that. They're maybe in this case, they have them right next to each other, which I think is ridiculous. But you can.
Well, yeah, it'd be dominant hand, right?
And so. Plus, I think the opposite. The thing,
well, I'm just going to say, one, I don't agree necessarily with what you're saying, that anything's justifiable as far as rioting and destroying businesses.
I think being
I think what he means justified is the shooting, Brady.
No. I was saying, like, I think what they're about to do, you're going to sit back and go, well, this was caused. This isn't because of false outrage. This is real outrage. So, yeah, looting and rioting is never that.
But you're blaming it on,
it's,
you know,
common.
It's more on, my thought was on the individual's actions.
Well,
horrible.
I don't know. Philando Castile, George Floyd, and now this.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Others in there, in that area.
Yeah.
That,
and knowing that, you know, and look, it's not that everybody knows I'm a cop fan. I support the police. But even the police that I've talked to so far have said, I don't know how you don't know the difference between your taser and your gun. And in the heat of the battle and in all that kind of, you know, adrenaline rush moment, you grab what you can for higher force when you're weaker than the opponent. And that is exactly what happened in this case when she was trying to get this guy together and realized she was going to get fought off.
Can I say something else, though? Because now that you brought it up, but this morning, so of course, all the, you know, like, I don't know if you know who Sean King is.
He used to be the quarterback for the Buccaneers.
Sure.
Smoothie King, of course.
Sure. He's one of the guys on social media that is a big Black Lives Matter guy and all that. So he tweeted out the name of that officer this morning and her picture. And now everybody, like, how is that right?
Well,
in the, like, I get the backlash on it. I do. But her name is going to be part of the report anyway.
Sure. Here's the thing that I'm.
But why is it, you know, my thing is why is it the fault of a person that has a business that has nothing to do with it has to pay for that now?
Well, yeah, the shoe store
your
that
business.
The shoe store that they were looting last night. Yeah.
I'll never understand that either.
It doesn't
solve a thing.
But it's lashing out, feeling
helpless and lashing out. And when the media doesn't help in certain situations by fueling it, even though it's real anger, I'm not saying that they're making this up. It's real anger. Then you feel that kind of stuff, and then you're like, all right, we're just going to burn. Somebody's going to pay. We're going to make a
and
statement.
And additional lives are lost.
Right. Well, sometimes, yeah, definitely people are affected by it. And it's a bad shooting. Like, this is one of those, no. Like, I can sit back and be in the middle of all sorts of this stuff and say, all right, I don't like that this happened, but also I understand, why aren't you complying? Why don't you comply? And then if you look at it from the perspective of a friend of mine who is a Black guy who says, would you comply?
Or we have complied in the past, you do
comply. And you're like, yeah. So in a way, it's like I'm fighting because I don't feel like I'm in a fair fight. And so I see from the center, from logic's perspective, I get both ends. This one I don't, at least as it stands right now. Yes, the dude should have probably just in a perfect world sat back and said, I'm not going to fight her. I'm not going to fight this officer because that could lead to terrible things. But he thinks that he's in an unfair fight to start. So his mental capacity is not where mine is when it comes to feeling okay in that situation. Like if a cop's cuffing me, I'm like, this will work itself out. That's my brain. And I can't apply that to him. I can't say, well, he should feel the exact same way I feel. I don't know his story. So he feels terrible. Yes, you should always comply when an authority figure is trying to cuff you. But if you feel like you've been through this a million times and it's always against you, you start to fight back.
Well,
so he fought back, and this is what no one will say. He fought back against what he considered to be a weaker person.
Well, she wasn't the one handcuffing him.
either way, he felt like a weaker person was involved. Yeah. She was definitely right there and couldn't contain him. So he thought, I'm in this fight. I'll take her right out. This other person's the only one I need to worry about.
I don't know if I don't know if I agree with that assessment. The body cam video is her from a distance,
But
watching
still.
Him and the guy with the that is the officer that's handcuffing right. him loses control of him at first.
Yes,
she
and the
joins.
Scramble
in.
Is where you realize.
Right. No,
he
did.
He wasn't afraid of
there.
That at all. As far as I can fight
that,
these
I agree
people
with.
Off.
I don't think he sees that it's a woman and figures he can get
right.
away with it.
But I'm not saying it's because she's a woman. I'm saying he felt it was a weaker moment. So you go to higher force because she obviously felt I'm weaker than this. Mm-hmm. You go to higher force when you feel weaker, when you have it, and you're worried about it. And the whole situation's garbage. But when you with the thing that burns
well, you're
this,
saying when-
the thing that burns this down completely is I thought I had my taser. And what people are saying is you need to train these police officers better. If they can't tell the difference between the taser and the gun in their hand, that argument holds all the water.
Yeah, that's like completely
yeah,
right.
To me, it's like you can't stand on the sidelines and say, well, she thought it was a taser. That, and when the police chief came out and said it, I'm like, well, maybe she did, but that doesn't make this better. And I'm just waiting for
well,
Minnesota to burn.
The police chief also just said, I support firing her.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. What's going to be really weird is watching a female police officer stand there and get the death penalty.
Yeah.
Because that's what – I mean, if you want murder one charges against the Derek situation, yeah. Chauvin or whatever his name is,
yep.
and you might have a case there that he's got – I don't think he gets murder one. I think he gets involuntary manslaughter at best,
yeah.
accidental death out at like the least. Yep. He's going to go to jail, but he's not getting what people want, which is the high charge.
Right.
This one, her saying, I'm just not smart enough to know which weapon I'm supposed to use. I'm so poorly trained, I don't know what I had in
I
my hand.
I made a horrible mistake.
I don't even know what was in my hand.
Yep.
I just pulled the trigger. Assuming it was one thing, like this is a billion times worse because the initial story comes out like she just doesn't know what she's doing.
It's just the fuse.
Yeah, and I understand adrenaline gets involved. Trust me, I do all that. The training that we do up at the Tactical Black, a lot of it is police stuff, like situational, and you know, and it's not that. Those are those ones that make the cops cringe. That make them go, oh no! Don't say you don't know the difference between what's in your hand. You know, as a gun guy,
yeah.
You're going to pretty much know what you're holding.
Absolutely.
Even in a high-end situation, like your holster's right. If you've got your taser next to it and it feels exactly the same, that's just a poor placement situation.
Like years ago when you shot Eric with the taser on stage, yeah. does it feel like a real guy? I don't know. I've never used a taser.
Nope.
No, okay. So you knew right away that, okay, all right.
You know, I don't know what taser she's using.
Okay.
But I know people want to get tribal about this, but... But again, and then you, yeah, this guy makes a good point. People want more training for the police and then say don't give them any money to train.
Right.
Yeah. So we're all right. messed up about this because right. nobody will take a centrist opinion and say, okay, hold on a second. We got to make people who feel uncomfortable being detained by the police comfortable. That's first.
Yep.
Second, we got to make sure the cops aren't feeling like they have to use higher force at every time and that they're not neutered by you know, budget cuts and everything else, and find something in the middle. But this one's bad.
Because play it out a little bit more. If they just relax and let him go, he drives off in that neighborhood at a high speed,
yeah,
kills somebody in the neighborhood or what?
You know?
I mean, you've already escalated it to a point where there's no peaceful solution probably if he's trying to get away and get into his car.
Yeah,
there's no getting around
this
it.
This Todd Martin guy emails and said, the guy's actions caused him to get killed. She made a mistake. He died, but she never would have made the mistake if the guy would have just done as he was instructed. Yep.
Yep.
On black and white paper?
Yep.
Absolutely. Now, put a few years of believing
that,
of believing that
over.
These people are going to attack you. It's different than that.
And put it into his head that every time he's been pulled over, he's called his mom. He did it in that.
Is that
they
true?
Said too.
I don't know.
He was on the phone with his mom saying, I'm getting pulled over. His girlfriend is in the car. He leaves the phone on.
Yeah.
She hears the struggle and then the phone goes dead.
Yeah.
And she calls back and the girlfriend answers and said they just shot him.
Todd goes on to say, women shouldn't be cops. And you know, you teach people to do what they're told. I believe that the Derek Chauvin case, he's going home. Floyd died of a drug overdose, heart disease, and COVID.
No.
That doesn't matter if you believe it or not. There's going to be a courtroom that says that will make a case for that.
Yeah. And,
oh, totally.
And then
that's why he's not going to get murder one.
Right. And if I was on that jury, I'd be one that would be part of a hung jury.
And that's why I said last year and still believe it now, even without this and now with this, totally different, that when he doesn't get the massive charge, that's those streets are going to rumble again.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see
just
this
waiting.
Again.
They're just
and
waiting.
With this going on.
It's this. It'll be this time next week because the verdict is supposed to happen on Monday.
And that Jeremy makes a good point. Jeremy Thomas, cops aren't supposed to shoot guilty people.
Right.
They're not supposed to shoot you. Now, they're supposed to shoot it when they feel like there's, you know. And again, if the kid's going for a gun or something else, you start getting a different
argument. Well, he had weapons charges.
Yes.
That's why he
and
missed
court. And that's a warrant and that mm-hmm. and all that. But still, it's their job to arrest.
That is part of the deal that, you know, even though he's got that previous.
But it's easy to say all that.
It is.
Get yourself in a situation where somebody's willing to fight you and they know you have higher force. You're like, what has this guy got? So it does make you nervous. But again, the thing that screwed this up in a bad way is I just didn't know what I had in my hand and I pulled the trigger. I thought I had my taser. I mean, that's a mess. So I'm waiting for people asking. I'm telling you, what about Minnesota? What about Minnesota? You guys haven't brought it up because it's ugly. I don't think there's a win in this in any direction, and I have a feeling Minneapolis is about to have another horrific mid-spring, and they've got another trial on this.
Of all places for this to happen,
how about
too?
That? Jesus. I know, right. And maybe there's the answer, like you're like, well, maybe there is an issue there. Maybe there is a training problem. One of your cops actually comes out the first day and says, I didn't know which I had in my hand. I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, that's what people are saying. They don't know what they're doing. And again, I'm a huge police supporter. But there are times when you just have to go, this somewhat sounds inexcusable. Your excuse is worse than what happened. Like, a person got killed here, and you're saying, I grabbed whatever I had and just shot. Maybe there's truth to that. But, I mean, there's two on one. You guys should have, would have are all over it. But right in Minnesota especially, you know at this point the cops are like, I'm pulling this gun out. I know where my gun is. I know what this is. And she pulled the wrong thing out. I was going to tase him, but it turned out to be a gun. Well, that's just a mess. So, yeah, I have a feeling we're going to see some marching in the streets, more tribal.
Marching.
More tribal BS. Both sides will do it, though. It's going to be a mess. And I know people are going to want to send me stats and this more people die from things going in their butt than police shootings. Yes, I agree. The cops are getting every cop is not bad. But bad situations happen. This one, and I'm just saying from a perspective of somebody who knows how media works and all this other stuff, this is going to get ugly quick. There's not a whole lot you can do about it at this point. But, yeah, I had a bunch of emails asking us, ooh, you guys haven't brought it up. I don't want to.
Again, it comes down to, you know, what is the solution eventually?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean – I've tried
the
to have that.
Communities that get more involved, it seems like, at least they've shown that when the police gets more involved with the community.
Yeah.
Some of those towns have been successful by doing that.
I blame two things on, like, because I've had conversations, like honest, open conversations with, I don't have a ton of black friends, but a couple of black friends I have. And the guys that I talked to that I didn't know very well, one of a black girl. And I said, I'm like, the compliance thing is what everybody always says. If you just do it. And the cop friend I had said, no one wants to go back to jail. If you've got a warrant, like they'll send the helicopter up for a warrant charge. They did it in my neighborhood. And I asked, what's going on? The guy's got a warrant and he's running. I'm like, warrant for what? Why didn't he? She goes, nobody wants to go back. They'll fight tooth and nail to go back. So cops have that in their brains. And then second, the attitude I saw the second I said compliance, like, is that ignorant of me to say just comply?
Yeah.
And one of the dudes, I think it was Gabe, I don't remember who it was, he just goes, yeah. And I'm like, really? I said, you guys just feel like if you give in, it's going to get worse? And they're like, absolutely. And he goes, I don't want that. And I'm like, okay. So it's a mindset. We have it different.
Right.
I don't ever feel uncomfortable with a cop.
Right.
Well, ever.
What about that situation in Virginia with the Army lieutenant that got pulled over in a car in a brand new Suburban that he just bought? He's got the temp tags in the back window. He waits a minute and a half, which we've talked about on this show too. If you don't feel safe being pulled over, he waited a minute and a half, got off the freeway and went to a gas station that was well lit.
Yeah.
The two cops came up to him and he was, I want to know what's going on. I want to know why.
Yeah.
And that has to be a question that somebody can ask without having them reach in, open his door, pepper spray him and his dog, who was in a crate, and then pull him out and knee him on the...
Yeah, I don't know. There's just disasters. And then the one guy emails Jason, says, if you can't figure out what's in your hand after 26 years as a police officer, something's really wrong. I didn't know she was on the force for 26 years.
Yeah, she's the head of the police union.
Yeah, no matter how you feel, I know. See, and that's why this one to me is like, it's really hard to stand on the other side of this and go, now, wait a minute, he should have complied. I'm like, now, hold on. Maybe he should have, but he didn't. And they should have been able to fight the guy. And if they couldn't, then, I mean, killing him isn't an option unless he has a gun. And they didn't know. He had weapons charges. So, yes, the warrant thing definitely charged it up. But when she comes out and says what she's saying, you're like, and I don't care where anybody stands. I just know what this leads to. And I would love to see cooler heads start to pull back and say, I understand the anger on one side. I understand the issue of trying to figure out how come people don't just listen. But if you're on the – if I hit Brett over the head enough times, you're going to flinch the next time I lift my hand.
Yeah.
So there's a certain aspect to that. That even if a cop's like gonna be nice to you, you're like, I've seen this movie too many times not to be concerned.
It's like the abused dog thing.
Yeah. They don't know. No. They can meet the nicest person in the world, but they're like, those hands mean something.
Yeah.
The hands coming at me mean something. So I have a feeling it's just gonna turn into street mess again. And especially now because the weather's nice and it's people can go out and do whatever. There's like nothing hindering this from turning into a mess. So now the Chauvin case and all that stuff has to go a certain way or people will lose it. I think Minneapolis is going to be a tough place to live for the next two trials. But this chick's going to go, like, she's with what she said. We had Steve Wilkos on this show. He was a Chicago cop for years and openly said, I don't care if I get in trouble. I don't want a woman for a partner in case the stuff goes down. I'm on my own. If two guys attack me and it's 2-on-2 versus me, I want a man there. He said, that's just me from how I feel. And I'm like, you're going to get letters.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
And his experience.
Right.
Because he had two situations that happened.
Where he was getting beat up and the girl couldn't help.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I won't have a girl partner. I wouldn't have a girl partner. And there's probably plenty of cops that feel that way. And that's not fair. But a lot of stuff's not fair. And maybe there is an argument to say, you have to hit some physical requirements. You can be a woman, but you got to be a big one. I don't know. But it's going to be ugly. So you ask me about Minnesota, I hate talking about it. But I'm not going to shy away from it. I think it's going to be a...
How far along is the Chauvin case right now? I mean, is it...
We're pretty far
it's
in.
They say it's going to the jury probably by the end of this week, and they might expect a verdict by Monday.
So riots next week.
Yeah.
James Ismail said, I just wanted to say, to be one of the few, say thank you for not talking about this all day. It's completely effed up. The media coverage is definitely a big part of the problem here. You don't seek it. And then I turned on sports radio this morning, thought I was going to listen to sports, ended up listening to this stuff because they canceled a couple of games yesterday.
Yeah.
I think the Twins and the Timberwolves too.
That was a home game. That's probably not a bad thing that they canceled because things could
just don't
really
want people
flip
out in the streets.
Right, right.
Weren't the Twins too? Weren't they at home?
Were they? I don't know.
I think they were.
Yeah.
But I know that some of the athletes decided to sit out too.
Right.
And this guy says that's
Yankees,
the other problem.
Shout out.
It's not we, not all white guys. I've been to jail, and I've run from the cops, and I'm white. And if you can get into the situation where you've been hassled by the police because you were a problem.
Right.
But that still trains your brain to think that, they're here to hassle me.
Right, right.
You're still a dickhead for doing what you were doing.
Right.
But you keep finding yourself in that situation. You've
confirmed your own bias against the police.
You corner yourself next time they're around to strike.
Pile on that. I'm not going back again.
Oh, that's huge. Factor. Well, I told you that story when I was riding my bike, and the cops are waving me the other direction. I'm like, what's going on? I went to the end of the street, and they're like, turn around. I turn around, and the other cops on the other side, go the other way. And I'm like, okay. Another cop says, get behind this tree right now. I'm like, what's going on? She's got a guy holed up in here. He's got a warrant. I'm like, for what? Like murder? And she didn't tell me. She goes, I'm like, and at the end, I'm like, that was all over a warrant. We had the helicopter out. Give yourself up. And I'm standing in a tree with a stupid helmet on, sitting on my bike. Like, what is going on? If I was Brady, I would have Instagrammed an ant climbing on some rocks at that very moment. But they get him. They hold him up. I tell them, I'm like, what just happened? She goes, yeah, your warrant. I'm like, all for a warrant. She goes, yeah, nobody wants to go back. So the cops are indoctrinated to think, oh, warrant running, he's capable of anything. And that's how they have to think. When you this excuse she said that the second after, and I didn't know she was 26 years on. I didn't know she was in charge of the cops union. That makes it even worse. I'm not a gun guy. I'm like, my dad can watch TV and point out what caliber of whatever anybody, he knows the gun by sight. That's a blah, 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 Winchester. I'm like, Jesus, how do you do it? I know him. If you're around that for 26 years, you know what a gun and a taser feel like.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've got the same handle on both, you're the dumbest cop on the planet.
I thought the tasers, for some reason, I thought I saw cops with them. They're down lower, like near their knee or something like that. It's a different reach. It's not like right on their belt.
On their thigh.
I think that's, yeah.
I think Phoenix has them either lower or on their chest on the other side. They're actually a harder pull.
Like a cross draw.
Yeah, it's a cross draw, but it's a harder, like left hand. If you're right handed, your gun's right.
Right.
It's a left handed chest thing or a low leg. If I remember Phoenix right, I don't know if that's Phoenix or Pinal County. I remember watching it when Live PD was on. And I'm like, they keep those tasers in weird places.
Yeah.
Probably to not confuse the two things. Her excuse is garbage. So no matter what. And by the way, Scott Haynes, you're killing it today, Scott. They canceled the WNBA game, too, just for your information.
I think he's the only one that knew that.
That's what caused the rioting. No, there's going to be trouble. And I hope it doesn't bleed into all the other streets, but it's going to. So just prep for it. We're in a hell of a time. Right when we're all going to be allowed to go back outside, we're not going to want to. But it just seems like if you just had some arbitrator in the center kind of saying, guys, you're both right.
Yeah.
Like, cops, you have a horribly tough job, especially now, and we got to get you straightened out. And people who don't trust the cops, we got to figure out a system here to make it do, because this is why this is happening. It's terrible. Anyway, quit asking me about serious crap. Ask me about my farts. Like, I farted all night, loud Dan Holmberg farts. It's the first time I was awakened by gas. That's what this show's about. I know. You want to hear what Brady thinks about all this stuff. Brady, tell him.
He farts. That's what my Instagram's
farts
about.
Farts are funny.
Can you imagine Brady's Instagram if all of a sudden Brady said,
just want to talk to everybody about the rioting.
It would just be so out of character for a second. Be like, what's he doing?
Go off for 2 minutes.
I just want to tell everybody what I think about rioting.
Listen.
Didn't that guy just film, like, turtles humping?
He's right, though. The businesses that bear the brunt of
he's
all 100% that
crap. Right. I'm not saying Brady's wrong. I'm just saying it would be totally out of care because he's a rosy guy. He's nobody wants to go to Brady's Instagram page.
I was a little
shocked
at that first.
Nobody wants Instagram Brady to go,
I got to get some serious political stuff off my mind.
I just want to go to Brady's thing and watch him eat a loaf of bread in one bite.
I'm going to print up some Brady bucks and make it rain
tonight.
That's
right.
Get yourself some of those. Anyway. Enough of that silliness. But just prepare yourselves. I'd build a little armament on your house. Just be ready to fire back.
I'm going
to
M&P guns today.
Yeah, do that. Just get. I'm going to go home and drill like massive holes in the sides of my house and slide barrels out of them. Just have it all ready to go just for when this thing all comes crashing down. That's what I say. Gas. We got Kevin Rowe coming up in just a little bit. He's going to flame all these other
lawyers. He'll solve it.
He promised. He'd flame the other lawyers. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.